Welcome, friends, to the Generations Broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host with you today, coming to you from my basement out here in the Eastern Plains of Colorado as we chronicle the slow but steady demise of the Western world as we move from the 1960s and 1970s and the sexual revolution to the present day in which 57% of kids are born outside of wedlock, up from 6% in the 1960s, things 10 times worse than they were back then, and calling America to repentance, never too late. To repent, never too late to seek God's mercy. But now we're going to turn our attention back to Alabama. Alabama being considered one of the more conservative states in America, perhaps the most conservative state in America. And the recent election, I think, gives us something of an insight as to the condition of Alabama and also to our nation today. Bill Jack from Worldview Academy in studio with us today as we comment on the Alabama Senate race. Roy Moore lost by 1.5% to Doug Jones, the Democrat, in the Alabama race. And I was not surprised. It was sort of a 50-50 in my mind. But he came down. Roy Moore, the Supreme Court Justice of Alabama Supreme Court, who was dismissed twice due to his support for the Ten Commandments and his opposition to Obergefell, the Supreme Court ruling that legitimized homosexual marriage in America. Well, Roy Moore came down in the U.S. Senate race, I think primarily because of the accusations against him, Bill.
Oh, I think it was not just primarily. I think it was definitely because of the because of the accusations. And these are accusations that are just that. It's almost impossible to investigate these.
Yeah.
Because they're 40 years old. There is no other witness except the accusation of a woman. And that does not necessarily mean it's true or false. It means it's an accusation. And as many people have recognized, we need to have a balanced approach on this and say, okay, what are the stipulations for making an accusation more than just an accusation, that there is evidence that would support it? And you have to have witnesses. You have to have some corroborating evidence. And I think that this was a very successful campaign against Roy Moore to bring him down, because that one seat in the Senate could swing how votes are taken on, for example, the Supreme Court.
Well,
justice.
Sadly, America is not interested in God's laws. Deuteronomy 22:25, which we've mentioned many times before on the program, says that if a man finds a betrothed damsel in the field, the man force her and lie with her, then the man only that lay with her shall die. But the key thing is that she cried out in the city. And so the crying out in the city or the crying out in the country was essential for these cases, and that's not what we see in these cases today. In other words, there's much confusion today on these issues, and of course, we have very little corroboration, if any corroboration, on any of these accusations against Roy Moore. America's confused as to what constitutes a sin, what does not constitute a sin, what defines good character, what doesn't define good character. I think this is an excellent portrayal of how sinful man Americans are, really a mass of hypocrisy. Everybody feels guilt, but they deal with it by blame shifting. They deal with it by redefining what is a sin, and they atone for sin by making other people suffer and shaming everybody else besides themselves. And that's what we're seeing in America through the media and other means these days. You know, it's interesting also that the Fox News voter analysis indicated that 51% of voters on Tuesday in the Moore election believed the accusations against Moore. The analysis showed that 59% of voters thought Jones, Doug Jones, the Democrat, had strong moral character, while 57% said that Judge Roy Moore does not have strong moral character. Now, if you take a look at the facts, if anybody was interested in the facts, well, let's take a look at Doug Jones. Doug Jones is in favor of killing babies. He supports trade in baby body parts. He's in favor of homosexuality, transgenderism, things that would constitute capital crimes as defined by Old Testament scripture. But if it's immoral, then Doug Jones is for it. If it's against God's law, then it's all good for Doug Jones. And 59% of voters in Alabama think that that's strong moral character. Now, Doug Jones, the reason they like him is because he's self-consistent with his own sexual immorality, and Alabamans agree with that. The Democrats, of course, they violate God's law at every point, but they take pride in their self-consistency, or as much self-consistency as they can pull together on any kind of a sexual perversion. So they want to support every kind of sexual perversion. They're not hiding from it. They participate in themselves, and they want everybody else to participate in it as well. And so the Democrats are self-consistent on the violation of the Seventh Commandment, whereas some conservatives are a little less self-consistent on that. And certainly the reason why they did not support Judge Roy Moore was because of his self-consistency on things like the Ten Commandments.
And you see that, you know, he has a history of upholding biblical views on various issues that everybody else has gone squishy on. And so you would expect that he would be attacked, he would be targeted by the Democrats. And evidently they found a chink in the armor, and they exploited that. And they exploited it very well. Whether these accusations are true or not, we have to understand that the accusations are what brought him down.
The Proverbs tell us when the righteous rule, the people rejoice, but when the wicked are in authority, the people mourn. And so since Doug Jones, a wicked man, was elected as U.S. Senator for the state of Alabama, it's very clear that wickedness will prevail over the state of Alabama, and wicked rulers will prevail over the United States of America. And God's judgment, therefore, is upon this nation. God's judgment is upon this state. And so let me add something to this discussion as well. There is no corroboration for the accusations, but suppose that Roy Moore committed fornication with a girl 14 years of age and he's lying about it to this day, then the conservatives are as corrupt as the liberals in the state of Alabama. Now, we're not saying that that's the case, but that would be a worst case scenario where both the Alabama liberals and the Alabama conservatives are corrupt to the very core, and therefore God's judgment will come down even harder upon them. Regardless of whether or not Roy Moore is guilty of committing fornication in his younger years, some 38 years ago, bottom line here is that the state of Alabama has put a stamp of approval upon the most egregious forms of sexual sin that you could ever imagine by electing Doug Jones as the Senate candidate in this last election. God's judgment is certainly on this nation. We had a little bit of a bump of conservatism that came in last election, but the hypocrisy and scandals of the churches, the hypocrisy of the conservatives, I think has taxed this nation, and the liberals are taking full advantage of it. Friends, we'll be back with more in just a moment on the Generations broadcast. Stay tuned.
Have you ever found yourself asking questions like, what am I supposed to do with my life? How do I know what God's will is for me? How will I find good opportunities and be successful in life? And what is success anyway? My name is Daniel Craig. I'm a homeschool graduate, and I've asked all those same questions myself. As I was transitioning into life beyond homeschooling, I didn't fully understand God's calling on my life or how to prepare for that calling. I wasn't opposed to going to college, but I knew I also needed godly mentorship and real-life application to prepare for life ahead. And that's why I helped create the Kickstart program, an in-depth training program designed to help other students launch into life now with clear vision through one-on-one mentoring relationships and real-life application. With a clear, step-by-step approach, the 29 Kickstart video training sessions and companion guide walks students through the process of first defining vision and goals for their lives, then finding and engaging with mentors in their community who can help them move toward those goals. So if you're not sure how to prepare for life, you can either spend $72,000 on a college education, or you can first spend $129 on a program which provides cutting-edge guidance through a proven process of life preparation that works. Now, if that sounds like a deal to you, I encourage you, get Kickstart today at generations.org.
We are back on the Generations broadcast. Kevin Swanson here interacting with the Alabama Senate race. Judge Roy Moore lost by 1.5%. And 51% of Alabamans thought that Moore had some kind of premarital fornication with a younger woman. Evidently, 51% of Alabamans concerned about premarital fornication. 51% of Alabamans evidently believe a single witness in the case where there was no substantiation for it. But I wonder if Doug Jones has broken God's law and had premarital fornication with a woman himself, given that 95% of Americans confessed to premarital sex. I wonder if perhaps Doug Jones may himself have committed a sexual sin or a sexual crime of some sort.
But it would be excusable for him. He's a Democrat.
Well, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
And a liberal.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
So the hypocrisy. It's only those. You see, the world holds Christians to a higher standard. It's really fascinating to me. And we should be held to a higher standard. But the world is quick to hold Christians to a higher standard when they won't hold one of their own to the same standard.
You know, I think there is a finger to point at the conservatives, and there is a hypocrisy amongst conservatives. Now, not to say that their conservative Christians are sinless. Nobody's achieved sinless perfection, but there's hypocrisy to the point that conservatives are unwilling to confess their sins to their constituents. And, you know, you take a look at the history of the Republicans and you find that Donald Trump and Ronald Reagan were both divorcee presidents. Donald Trump is fairly consistent with his pattern of corrupt communication even to this day. I don't think he's really changed that pattern all that much. I don't think even conservative Republicans would say that Donald Trump is the most upstanding, sexually pure man that has ever lived. He's probably one of the most liberal and fornicating presidents or adulterous presidents that this nation has had since, say, Warren Harding.
Or JFK.
Or even JFK, right.
Yeah.
You know, I think we have to point a finger at people's personal lives and say if their personal lives don't live up to their political ideologies, then there's something of a weakness to our political leadership. And same thing can be said for some of the megachurch pastors that have led thousands, tens of thousands of professing Christians, and yet they themselves have been fairly corrupted by their own sexual habits. So I think hypocrisy amongst the conservatives is something to look at. The 2016 assessment of pornography sites have found that the top three states that spend the most time in pornography are Mississippi, Alabama, and Arkansas. And that's the most recent from 2016.
Yeah.
So again, friends, you know, as we consider the reasons why a state would tip towards Doug Jones, We've got to conclude that that state probably has significant sexual problems, especially since Doug Jones is so in favor of sexual perversion, transgenderism, and homosexuality. Evidently, the state of Alabama must have a problem with sexuality. Obvious. Now, Alabama having the second largest time spent on porn sites of any other state in the union. Apparently, it's no surprise Pornhub reported that the top three states with longest average visits in 2015 were also from the South, states where a majority of residents agreed with the statement, "I have old-fashioned values about family and marriage," typically bought 3.6 times more subscriptions per 1,000 people than states where a majority disagreed with that statement. So,
wow.
Again, friends,
there's
a problem with hypocrisy in this country. It goes deep. It goes very, very deep. Granted, the internet pretends that anonymity, but it's really not anonymous. And so the internet stats reveal the hypocrisy of the conservative, quote unquote, Christian population in America. And I think we need to come back to that again and again and again. Unless there's a spiritual awakening, I think these conservative states are going to become liberal in their moral values within another 5, 10, or 20 years. If the fathers are doing pornography, the kids are going to turn into homosexuals. The fathers will hide their sin, and the children will come out of the closet with it. By the way, the top porn search word in Alabama and Mississippi is lesbian. So another indication that the father's generation is dabbling in porn. The children's generation will go head over heels for some of the most egregious sexual crimes that men ever engage in. So that's why we can expect God's judgment upon the state of Alabama as well as the United States of America. It's interesting also that America has become more sensitive to some forms of sexual sin. Have you noticed that? Lately, sexual sin is becoming something of an every other headline on Fox News and CNN.
Yeah, it was sexual harassment, and then it was sexual dalliances, and now they're using the term sexual misconduct.
Uh-huh.
And so it's gone from harassment to misconduct, which is a very interesting use of language. And you're right, you know, there are some things that now even the Democrats are saying are not kosher. And it's interesting because they were willing to throw Al Franken under the bus for his sexual misconduct. But at the same time, the person who benefited most from Hillary Clinton's leaving the New York Senator and going into the presidential race was her replacement. And it took her 40 years to come out and say, yeah, Bill Clinton should have resigned.
Yeah.
And now she is trotting out women who are making accusations against Trump. So I think it's really interesting how they were willing to throw Al Franken under the bus in order to claim that they were taking the high ground so that mm-hmm. they can then go say to the Republicans, right. you better do the same. They're not interested in the moral aspect of this. This is a political ploy.
So if we analyze the moral aspect for a moment, as we consider sexual harassment, I think this happens mostly where there are males trying to pick off the females in this gigantic orgy of modern life in which, people are committing sexual sin wholesale anyway. I think we all know that. It's just hard to know when there's consent and when there's not consent because it's just one big fornicating, confusing orgy. So that's what makes this complicated. Indeed, wherever there's demonic activity, wherever the flesh is acting out, there's going to be much, much confusion. But the political power mongers, the media moguls, these are the powerful men that think they can get away with breaking God's law wholesale. But they also want to use their power to sexually dominate other women as if they're sort of these petty Muslim warlords trying to create their own harem. So there's that factor that plays into this as well. And apparently the women aren't taking that too kindly. The women don't like to be controlled by power mongers because they're sort of in this power thing themselves. So I think that's the rub here, Bill, as we consider this modern pushback against the sexual harassment that come through the media moguls and the political power mongers. But also, I think the sexual sin is typically defined as that which is committed where a man is committing fornication with a younger woman. But the sin is not the fornication occurring outside of the bounds of marriage. The sin is where a younger woman is having fornicating sex with an older man. Apparently, it's still okay for two 14-year-olds to engage.
Right.
I'm trying to get the whole morality thing down, the modern moral code of the present day.
It's very confusing. And for example, Angela Lansbury, actress, came out and made a comment that the way women dress has a factor on this, and she was lambasted on this. Mm-hmm. And there was recently a senator, 71-year-old senator, who came out and said this in a Democratic caucus meeting. It was leaked, and I bet she walks that one back too. She said that there are women walking around here. We don't have a dress code for women. We have a dress code for men, but we don't have a mm-hmm. dress code for women. There's cleavage all the way to the floor, and somebody ought to do something. And everybody in the caucus was stunned because you can't make that accusation mm-hmm. that women are responsible along with men being responsible for sexual sin. It's always got to be the man is the perpetrator and the woman is the victim. And when you get involved in this and you don't have a biblical worldview, then everything gets skewed.
Yeah.
One thing that might have helped in Alabama is if we had pulled back and looked at the big picture. And it's, okay, you got two flawed candidates or potentially flawed candidates. What is a Christian to do? I think the best response would be, let's look at the party platforms and see what the party platform says. And then you vote party platform, even when you have, and you always have, flawed candidates. You'll always have candidates who are not pure. They're not perfect. They are human beings who have pasts that may have sins in them. And so mm-hmm. what you do is you go, okay, when faced with a dilemma like this, you don't retreat from the culture. You go, okay, what does the party platform say on issues like abortion, on issues such as premarital sex, on issues such as homosexuality, on issues on transgenderism? And then you vote the party platform rather than the individual. If you are faced with that dilemma.
Well, the problem is that our modern day is defining sin any way they want to. And I think there is a power struggle that occurs between men and women, between certain political parties, as to what sin is. They're going to define it the way they want to define it. And I think it was, I'm trying to think which philosopher it was that said, ultimately, truth is defined by who screams heresy the loudest. And in this case, ethics is defined by whoever screams immoral sexual conduct the loudest. And I think that's what's going on in the present day. But they're defining sexual sin as that committed between an older man and a younger woman, or one with a little bit more power and one with a little less power, but not because the fornication is happening outside of the context of marriage, or the sexual activity is happening outside of the context of marriage.
No, that's now, perfectly all right.
It's perfectly all right. In fact, Disney's latest number one program for 8 to 14-year-old kids is Andy Mack,
yep,
in which these 13 and 14-year-old kids are engaged in fornicating relationships or seeking fornicating relationships, but it's both a boy and a girl seeking a fornicating relationship with the same boy. Right, yeah. Same boy. So it's both the homosexual and heterosexual fornicating thing that's being celebrated by Walt Disney in the program that they're producing for 18 to 14-year-old kids. The Parents Television Council also claims that primetime TV shows sexualize young girls, and they do so far more than they do with older women. Very, very interesting. They show that 12 to 17-year-old programs, typically when underage female characters appear on screen, more sexual content is depicted. The teen girls show next to no negative response to being sexualized, and more sexual incidents occur outside of any form of a committed relationship, ergo marriage. As a result, real teens are led to believe their sole value comes from their sexuality. Among other things, the report found that underage female characters are shown participating in a higher percentage of sexual depictions compared to adults, that 93% of sexual incidents involving underage female characters occurred within a context that qualified as unhealthy, and 75% of shows that included sexualized underage female characters were shows that did not have an S descriptor to warn parents about the sexual content, and so forth and so on. So Hollywood has been pushing this thing for 8 to 10 years, and Hollywood and the media, of course, big fat hypocrites on things like this. Well, as Christians, we have to appeal to the laws of God and say, well, how does God view this issue? And of course, God requires that sexual contact happen within the context of marriage, a marriage between a man and a woman. And that's the thing that's being rejected by our present situation. Well, the political and the media scandals are now out of control. I think it's almost every day we see 3 to 4 or 5 scandals on the front page of Fox News or CNN. The resignation of two powerful Democratic lawmakers and a socially conservative Republican this week is unlikely to stop the wave of sexual misconduct allegations crashing against the U.S. Capitol. In fact, more names could soon emerge as pressure mounts to nix the secret settlements that have kept these incidents under wraps for years. This is Fox News. Representative Barbara Comstock said she was surprised at how many allegations are just now surfacing, but hinted to Fox News that there could be more, many more, coming in the next few weeks. The allegations and repercussions are coming at a rapid clip as the post-Weinstein reckoning rips through Congress. On Thursday, Minnesota Democratic Senator Al Franken said he was stepping down, and Arizona Republican Representative Trent Franks announced he would resign. And now Representative John Conyers was forced to retire from the seat he had held for more than 5 decades following a growing number of sexual harassment claims. That guy was in office for 50 years, if you can believe that, doing whatever that guy does. Of course, he was a liberal Democrat and voting for all the wrong things. And of course, trying as best as he could to live consistent to his anti-God's law way of thinking. Well, God's judgment has hit America. I want to close here. God's judgment has hit America almost exactly in the order as prescribed by 1 Peter chapter 4. Remember, 1 Peter 4:17 says, "For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God?" And you think back to roughly 2012 when the first scandal hit from Voice of the Martyrs. You might remember the director of Voice of the Martyrs came crashing down. There was the suicide. There were the allegations of child molestation. And since then, there have been major ministries collapsing almost every 6 months, every 2 months in some cases. There must have been 15 to 20 scandals, beginning with conservatives and then moving towards the larger churches, the mega church pastors. Many of them came down, and we covered these one by one over a period of 5 years. So between 2012 and 2016, 16, it was the churches where we saw the most significant scandals, and then it moved to the conservative media. In 2016, the big Fox News guys came down, and then the last year, 2017 to 2018, we're watching Hollywood and the liberal media and political leaders coming down. Friends, judgment began in the household of God, and now it's beginning to impact Congress. It's impacting Fox News. It's impacting Hollywood. This is God's judgment on a nation, Bill.
Yeah, the Hollywood and the political establishment they're reaping to the wind. You know, they're reaping the world. They're reaping the world.
And nobody's safe. Nobody's safe.
My wife said the other day, she said, you know, I'm sure there are people just quaking.
Oh, yeah.
And in
fear.
Am I next? Yeah.
That's because there's a sovereign God in the heavens. He doesn't let these things go indefinitely, my friends. God is ruling in the heavens. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And it's extraordinary. Some of these allegations go all the way back to the 1980s. Some 30 years later, 35 years later, they are held to account on the things they did in hotel rooms 30 years, 40 years ago. Friends, the mills of God grind slowly, but very fine. The mills of God grind slowly, but very fine. There is a God in the heavens, and he will see to it that whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Therefore, it would be better if you confessed your sins up front. It would be better if you just came out and told your wife or told your church elders and confessed to God the sins that you have sinned. Make an open account of it and confess your sins before God, because if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Praise God. But those who will hide their sins will not prosper. And we're going to see the judgment of God continue to reap its consequences across this country. And friends, I quake to think of what's going to happen to the state of Alabama and the United States of America in the years to come. May God bring a conviction that can only come through the Holy Spirit, who convicts the world of sin and judgment, and a reformation and a turning to Christ for true, true conversion, true repentance, and true cleansing. And may that happen quickly. Well, friends, that wraps up this edition of the Generations Radio broadcast. I encourage you to the Book of Proverbs. We have put together a 3-volume series of Bible study guides on the Book of Proverbs as God's basic training, God's basic wisdom for our children and for our families. Those Bible study guides available at our website, kevinswanson.com or generations.org. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.
If you want the right worldview for your news, you'll want the right worldview for your children's education. That's why we've produced the Worldviews in Conflict curriculum for your teens. It's a curriculum that will equip them to engage the war of the worlds. Check it out at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum. It's Thursday, December 14th, AD 2017. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Over 60 church leaders in the northeastern African country of Sudan face charges from courts in the country's capital of Khartoum for refusing to hand over their church lands to a Muslim businessman named Al Neil, reports Morningstar News. Last week, a judge in Sudan upheld the eviction of 2 pastors from their homes along with their families. Al Neil is behind nearly all of the current cases, and Christians there see it as an attempt to take over church property. Please pray for his repentance. The persecution of Christians in Sudan has increased since the secession of South Sudan in 2011. Foreign Christians have been expelled, South Sudanese Christians arrested and threatened with death, and churches bulldozed. Sudan ranks fifth on Open Doors 2017 World Watch list of nations for worst Christian persecution. The International Criminal Court has called for the arrest of Sudan's president, Omar al-Bashir, earlier this year for genocide and crimes against humanity. Jesus said in Luke 18:29-30, "There is no one who has left their house or parents or brothers or wife or children for the sake of the kingdom of God, who shall not receive many times more in this present age and in the age to come eternal life." Austria's constitutional court ruled that people of the same sex can marry each other in 2019, reports Reuters. The court found current law to be discriminatory in only allowing civil partnerships for those committed to vile passions. This comes after 62% of voters supported this abomination in God's eyes. The Archbishop of Vienna stated the ruling was a denial of reality. Quote, "I am confident that in the long term, the insight into the order of creation will prevail again, which man cannot ignore without suffering harm." End quote. American Life League's 2017 Planned Parenthood Facilities Report found the murder giant lost 32 abortion mills across 16 states this year, reports Life News. This brings Planned Parenthood's facilities in the U.S. to 597, down from 700 in 1973 and 938 in 1995. A closure in Wyoming makes for two states now with no Planned Parenthood mills, the other state being North Dakota. Although Planned Parenthood has tried to open larger facilities, its customer base has decreased by 23.6% in the last decade. The Chicago-based Pro-Life Action League is organizing caroling events around the country outside abortion mills this month called Peace in the Womb. These events have been held since 2003. The group's director, Eric Scheidler, said to the Christian Post, quote, "When you come out to an abortion facility to sing Christmas carols, you come face to face with the wounds of our society and in our hearts that Christ was born to heal. I hope that all our carolers come away with a more profound sense of how much the world needs Christ, why Christmas really matters." End quote. Already, three babies this year have been rescued from being killed through this ministry. As the Christmas hymn Hark the Herald Angels Sing, based on Luke 2, says, "Hail the heavenly Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings." A Bangladeshi immigrant detonated a homemade pipe bomb on Monday in a busy transit hub in New York City, injuring five people. The 27-year-old named Akayet Ullah claimed allegiance to ISIS and is now in custody. Police Commissioner James O'Neill called it a, quote, "terror-related incident," end quote. Law enforcement officials said Ullah chose the location where he set off the bomb because of its Christmas-themed posters. This comes a few weeks after a terrorist attack with a truck killed eight people in Lower Manhattan. As we reported yesterday, U.S. Senate candidate Roy Moore of Alabama has refused to concede the special election seat over 24 hours after Democrat Doug Jones won the election, 51-49, reports Fox News. Moore stated his campaign is waiting for the Alabama Secretary of State to give certification. Moore discussed a recount yesterday in a speech after the election.
"Realize when the vote is this close that it's not over."
Stay tuned for a Worldview special report after today's newscast on the Justice Department's investigation of Planned Parenthood over the illegal sale of human body parts from unborn babies. While about 9 out of 10 Americans plan to celebrate Christmas, about 43% believe basic historical facts about Christ's coming are not true, such as the virgin birth, Jesus being laid in a manger, angels appearing to the shepherds, and the visit of the wise men. Pew Research released a study recently finding only 57% of people agreed with the biblical account, down from 65% in 2014. Even among those who call themselves Christians, only 76% say the story is true, compared to 81% in 2014. Paul wrote in Galatians 4:4-5, But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoptions as sons. As you know, the Worldview and Generations Ministries are committed to bringing a biblical worldview back to the news, to family life, and to the education of our children. We are grateful for your trust in the work we do. As the Lord has blessed you this year, please consider blessing this ministry with a much-needed year-end donation right now as we continue to declare Jesus is Lord over all. Go to theworldview.com/give. That's theworldview.com/give. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, December 14th in the year of our Lord, 2017. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview special report by Emily Swanson. Earlier this week, The Worldview covered the Department of Justice finally opening up an in-depth investigation into Planned Parenthood for the sale of aborted baby body parts. The Worldview spoke to Tara Sharver of End Abortion Now in New Mexico about why the investigation took so long to get started.
Really, this whole story began back in July of 2015, and at that time we were under an Obama administration. So, of course, Obama's administration was not in any way, shape, or form ever going to look into the harvesting and selling of aborted fetal remains, because we know that he is probably the most radically pro-abortion president in the history of our nation.
Sharver said that the new president has been a reprieve.
Under President Trump, we've really been given a reprieve and a chance to really seek accountability and justice regarding this issue.
Sharver said that the Department of Justice investigating Planned Parenthood also helps them as they seek an investigation into the New Mexico late-term abortion mill there in Albuquerque for the sale of aborted baby body parts.
Here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, we actually are home to the largest late-term abortion facility, and both of those entities have been found to be harvesting and transferring aborted baby body parts to either a procurement company for a profit, or in our case in Albuquerque, to the local university so that they can do research on parts of aborted babies, like their brains, their hearts, their liver. It's really just another way that the abortion industry has so dehumanized the preborn child to make a profit and utilize every last little bit of the precious babies that are being killed.
Sharver remarked that the Center for Medical Progress's videos really opened the floodgates for more undercover videos exposing the darkness.
The Center for Medical Progress's undercover videos have really created a sense of urgency, and they were able to gain a lot of momentum. Even though they didn't get widespread mainstream media coverage, it's sort of one of those things that's hard to overlook, and it's hard to keep hidden.
Sharver emphasized that it is God who has exposed Planned Parenthood and these other abortion mills.
I think it's just something that God obviously is not wanting to keep hidden, and he's really done tremendous things. And again, I think under President Trump, we've just been given so much grace. Now, as the Christian community, as pro-life advocates, we're having more of a voice and a platform to get our message out there.
Sharver said the forces of darkness do not want the truth to be brought out about Planned Parenthood, but it is.
The forces of darkness do not want truth to be brought to light. We're just really grateful that this heinous crime has been brought to light, and that there will now be accountability with the Department of Justice investigating both Planned Parenthood and, more locally, Southwestern Women's Options and the University of New Mexico, because we've been waiting for 2 years to have a breakthrough.
Sharver said that the Attorney General in New Mexico has been dragging his feet on the investigation into the abortion mill there, but they are hopeful now that the national investigation into Planned Parenthood has begun. Sharver shared the verse, Proverbs 24:11, as the heart and soul behind fighting for the lives of every woman and her child. Rescue those who are being taken away to death. Hold back those who are stumbling to the slaughter. This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.